In this episode, I'm going to talk with you about how to build brand awareness and recall on YouTube.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuds.
Hey-o! All right, all right. You know, there's a lot of interesting things. This is part two of the YouTube effectiveness guide that they pushed out, that YouTube published, about how to command attention and turn attention into action, which is already what I talk about all over El Mundo when I'm creating and doing speeches. And those of you that have been following, well, you're going to like this episode. There's a lot of really smart information inside of this. Reading from the YouTube deck, over the next few years, we expect the power of online video to enable more than half of humanity, this is what they say, to learn, share, innovate, and participate. So what's driving this growth? What is driving the growth behind YouTube being able to affect one half of the world? Well, do you remember about 2 years ago, I told you about YouTube Go? It's an app. And how they were using it to help their users inside of India save on data. You see, inside of developing nations like India, where a very large percentage of the world's population lives, YouTube sat back and said, "Geez, how do we get into this population? How do we influence them? And how do we turn them into YouTube audience members and their eyeballs so we can grow YouTube," right? It was a great opportunity for YouTube. But the problem is that, and we talked about it a year ago, is that in these developing nations that have like 3G cellular or lower, it's very hard to download and watch video on the go in your mobile device. So YouTube Go was created to help users in India save on data and to share, save videos easily. They could, this is how it's designed. It was designed to allow them to download the videos while they were at home. So when they left the house, they just went off of the memory of what they downloaded. And so they wouldn't have to sit there all damn day like it was 1999 or 2003 where you would download video, but there wasn't enough bandwidth, right? But YouTube wasn't intimidated. Most of us as entrepreneurs or marketing leads, we would have sat there and gone, well, we'll show up when India starts showing that it can put together the right infrastructure for people to use and watch videos on their phones, on the go, right? Most of us would have stopped there. And people in our offices, inside of the boardroom, people that are on the leadership team would have said, it's not the right time for us to be in India. But YouTube was smart. YouTube knew that all it had to do was create a developing nations app. Of course not. Don't call it that. Call it YouTube Go. And Google says YouTube Go is a result of extensive research done across 15 cities in India by teams of engineers, designers, and researchers collecting ideas and testing prototypes with hundreds of people. Now, inside, so that's what's driving all this growth, because they already saturated you, me, and my mom to be using YouTube in the US and in other developing nations. Their next big opportunity for growth was to tap into those areas that were a little bit more difficult. Now, it goes on to say, by 2020, video is estimated to be 82% of consumer web traffic. So in a world of seemingly infinite choice and scarcity of attention, video remains the world's favorite pastime. And it's still growing. Let me unpack this. Pardon me, I just hit the mic. I'm getting a little rough in here. The world's favorite pastime is video. That's what YouTube claims. And I actually think they're right. You know, a good portion of my day is watching video. Good portion of my day as a kid was watching television or putting in a VHS tape or watching a DVD as I got older. And today it's crushing Netflix or going onto YouTube or looking at a business video online. It's the world's favorite pastime. And as a business, you need to use that to your advantage because it's far easier for people to watch video than to read text. This YouTube guide that they put out about how to command attention and turn attention into action will be on the show notes page for this episode, wirebuzz.com/164. You can get access to it. But what I'm really interested in as a marketer is how damn long it took me to read 18 pages that YouTube pushed out. And it's in my business niche. And this thing sat on in my downloads folder. And I went on vacation. I downloaded it. And I got on vacation. I had all these tabs. And I didn't have the attention or the time or the desire to even read this 18 pages. And what in the world is YouTube doing creating an 18-page PDF? Why not create a video, you big dummies? If video is the world's greatest favorite pastime, why are you giving me a PDF? Just do it in a video. I'd crush it that first day. Make it 18 minutes, make it 30 minutes. Who cares? I would have watched it. It would have been valuable to me. I would have shared it faster. But now as I'm starting to dig into this and sharing it with you, I know there's a great opportunity for you to learn and to grow from the lessons that YouTube is sharing, and to watch YouTube look at developing nations and not be intimidated. And if you're saying to yourself, Todd, man, YouTube's got infinite resources. It's got a purse known as Google, another purse known as YouTube. It doesn't shy away from developing nations. I want you to always be thinking tactical. The early bird gets the worm. David slew Goliath with a sling and a stone. You don't need to be Goliath to go into a developing nation or a developing industry or even an existing industry. You just have to be better, more compelling, more convincing. With more than 1.8 billion logged in users each month, YouTube is at the heart of this boom into video being the world's favorite pastime. And a proven place for research and for reaching a massive audience and driving upper marketing funnel metrics across your verticals. If increasing brand awareness and ad recalls are your key performance indicators or KPIs, key performance indicators, YouTube's got three tips for you to follow. And I'm going to get into that in just a second. The first tip is pull customers in with sight and sound. People expect sight and sound when it comes to online video, right? And research shows that 2.4 times more attention, which is what we're all craving from our target customers, attention. Research shows that 2.4 times more attention is paid to ads when shown on platforms with full sight, sound, and motion. So plan to invest in formats that deliver high viewability and audibility. 95% of YouTube ads are audible, and 95% are viewable, compared to 66% on the rest of the web and apps. Right before your very eyes, YouTube just did something. Did you see what YouTube just did? Now let me peel back the onion for you. Let me read it to you again. People expect sight and sound when it comes to online video. And research shows that 2.4 times more attention is paid to ads when shown on platforms with full sight, full sound, and full motion. All right? So plan to invest in ad formats that deliver high viewability and audibility. What is YouTube doing? 95% of YouTube ads are audible, and 95% are viewable, compared to 66% of the rest of the web and apps. What is YouTube doing? Well, right before our very eyes, YouTube just took a strong right-handed uppercut into Facebook's chin. Facebook brags about running ads that don't have any audio. Do you see that? People expect sight and sound, YouTube said, when it comes to online video. And research shows that people give 2.4 times more attention to ads when shown on their platforms, full sight, sound, and motion. What they're really doing is saying, hey, Facebook, we're a better platform. We provide a more complete ad service in line with what people are expecting. Tip number one, pull customers in with sight and sound. Tip number two, be relevant by focusing on their preferences, not just demographics. We're going to unpack that. By the way, this is a fun episode for me. I go back out of town. I'm going to Dallas for a speaking event, and I'll be there for a couple days. I'll create content for you. Don't you worry. When I travel, I'll be continuing to stay on schedule. But in order to stay on schedule, and I've been so damn busy while I've been in the office, this show, we'll do it live. This episode, I'm doing this like a trained radio professional, like I was way, way back in the day on News Radio 620 KTAR, or when I was on News Talk 550 KFYI. I had to do it live. There's going to be no time for editing in order for me to keep up with the schedule. So the team knows I'm going in here and I'm going to knock down a couple of episodes, and then I'm going to be going off to Dallas. And what I really love about this trip is I'm going to be with some other video marketers, some other really smart digital marketers, and I'm going to bring their information to you. And then my wife, Mia Moore, is going to join me, and we're going to connect up with some longtime friends we haven't seen in a while. Super cool. Tip two from this YouTube guide about taking attention and transferring it into action, which each and every one of us needs to provide for our customers. It's about attention, command it first, then move people. Tip two is be relevant by focusing on their preferences, not just demographics, all right? Now, since episode one, I've been telling you how important relevancy is to the success of your online marketing campaign. The more relevant your content is to your very specific end user, the higher their attention span is going to be, the higher their engagement, and of course, the higher their conversion is going to be, right? Do you remember when I was talking with you about persona groups and landing pages? You know what? Right now it's time for a pop quiz. Hey, Marco. Oh, there's no Marco. Normally when I'm doing this, I thought I was just a few seconds ago, I was telling you about how I was going to do it live. And then I was going to give a cue right there to Marco, who edits this for me, and let him know to drop in some pop quiz music. And so let me see. Just bear with me here. We're going to get it right. I'm just going to keep it real. I'm going to add a little bit of suspense music for you. Here we go. Well, now it's time for a pop quiz. Dun, dun, dun. I've been messing around today, all right? I want to talk with you about this customer journey. Why do I always tell you to create different customer journey landing pages for each persona group you're trying to target? Well, let's see. Think about that for a moment. Why am I always bringing this up? Let's see what YouTube has to say about the impact of relevancy. Relevancy wins the battle for attention, right? Don't you ever forget that. To make your ads more relevant, move beyond demographic targeting to focus on consumers' intent signals. Intent signals, interesting. Available through YouTube's advanced audiences is intent signals. Campaigns that use Google's intent signals for targeting on mobile have 50% higher brand awareness lift than those using demographic targeting alone. You got it? So let's take a few steps out and let me talk to you about consumer intent. Wikipedia explains it like this. Intent marketing is about marketing a product or a service based on the consumer, the target customer's intent to adopt, to purchase, or to consume that particular service, which may have been either explicitly or implicitly conveyed by the subscriber. Basically, I want you to understand that intent of your target customer, understanding that intent and knowing how it relates to your product is super important. Once you figure out your customer's intent, then I want you to create intent-focused content around your product or your service, all right? Think with Google explains the reason you want to use intent marketing is because marketers who rely on demographics to reach consumers risk missing out on more than 70% of potential mobile shoppers. Let me say that again. It's just a little heavy. Marketers who rely only on demographics to reach consumers risk missing more than 70% of potential mobile shoppers. Why? Because demographics rarely tell the whole story. You see, understanding consumer intent is much more powerful than demographic marketing, more powerful than targeting via demographic. And for years, we as marketers have been using demographics as a proxy for people who might be interested in our products. But Google's research shows that marketers who try to reach their audience solely on demographics risk missing more than 70% of potential mobile shoppers. So you gotta be asking yourself, why is this the case? Because demographics don't help us understand what we really need to know. What do we really need to know? Consumer intent. What is the intent? What's that consumer looking for in an exact moment, a micro moment? And what are they looking for? Intent beats demographics. That's what you should know. Another way to say this is intent beats identity. Immediacy trumps loyalty. Whoa, let me back out of that one for a second. Immediacy trumps loyalty. Driving down the car, no, you don't drive down the car. Driving in the car, down the road, I know I'm about to go on a trip. There is a CVS, but I'm a Walgreens guy. I'm really not. I'm just giving you an example, okay? But there's CVS right there, and I know I need some travel toothpaste. It doesn't matter what it is. I'm just giving you an example, right, of immediacy trumping loyalty. I'm a Walgreens guy. But my immediacy is going to be more valuable because I'm going to pull over. I'm going to solve that problem. I'm going to walk into CVS. I'm going to say, sorry, Walgreens, today I'm not your loyal customer. Why? Because it's immediacy that's going to win. So when someone has a want or a need, they turn to what? Their smartphone for help. They're out on the go, whether it's a karate newbie watching an expert to do a move on YouTube, or a mom looking for best deals on a pair of sneakers. When a need arises, people turn to search and to YouTube looking for answers, to discover new things and to make decisions. So all this fits into a video marketing master, because we call these intent-filled moments or micro moments. Micro moments is a term that Google has been pushing for the last 16 months. I shared it with you when Google launched that topic on this very podcast 16 months ago. And these micro moments are the best opportunity marketers have to connect with people at the exact moment they're looking for something. Understanding consumer intent and meeting their needs in the moment are the keys to winning the hearts, the minds, and the dollars of your target customers. Do you know why relying on demographics is limiting? Let's spend a moment on that. This is right out of Google Insights. Think with Google. If you're a video game marketer looking to reach those in your category with video ads aimed at men 18 to 35, you missed out on 71% of the potential shoppers who are engaged with relevant YouTube content. And that's because on YouTube, which is fastly becoming the new buyer's guide and owner's manual for games, Mobile users are watching video to learn how to do things and how to explore their passions. But these people aren't all the same. They're not all men 18 to 34 years of age. They aren't all the same. They're arriving with various intentions. Some want advice, others seek inspiration, and others want product reviews. Got it? So let's dig in on this just a little bit deeper. I'm going to break it down. Potential customers you might be missing. If you were targeting 18 to 34-year-old males, you'd miss out on 71% of the potential shoppers who are engaged with relevant YouTube content. You know, potential customers you might be missing, 56% of sporting goods searchers on mobile are women. And 45% of home improvement shoppers are women. And 68% of skin and body care influencers in the past 6 months are men. So while demographics always plays a place in the marketing playbook, the brands that understand and respond to intent are better positioned to be there and be useful for all of their potential customers, not just those that fit an age and a gender profile. Or, you know what? This is really different. Here's another way of looking at it. According to Google research, 40% of baby product purchasers live in households without children. Now think about that. According to Google researchers, 40% of baby product purchasers live in homes without children. Kind of like the home that my wife and I live in, right? We've got a puppy. That's our baby. And we're not anti-children. It just wasn't in the cards for us, right? And neither of us saw ourselves as being parents, but we saw ourselves as being great influences on young people's lives. We're really committed aunts and uncles. We're at all the kids' events. We adore them. If you follow me on social, you saw the photo that I posted recently of my nephew Adam, who's 9 years old and talking trash to Uncle Todd. So you know what I did? What every self-respecting Uncle Todd would do. I lift Adam up and I carried him and then lowered him down above a cactus to remind him, ¿quién es más macho, Adam? Right? Who's the most macho in this right now? And clearly it's Uncle Todd. If you want to see the photo of Adam hovering over a cactus barrel in Arizona, wirebuzz.com/164 is where you'll find that. Now let's get back to the topic. According to Google research, 40% of baby product purchasers live in households without children. So why would this possibly be? It's people like aunts and uncles and grandparents who are 40% of all baby product purchases are being made by people who don't have kids. This is also true for 52% of baby product influencers. And if you're using demographics to target baby product purchasers, you'd miss all of these. But if you're using intent marketing, your content would be discovered. Got it? So who are the 40% of baby product purchasers if they live in a home without children? These people could be grandparents and cousins and friends and coworkers. And search is their number one way of finding out about these products. Home Depot is a real life example of brands that understand the power of intent. You know, years ago, a company I advised on their video marketing strategy and overall SEO, Home Depot, figured out that do-it-yourselfers were turning to their phones, especially YouTube, to learn everything from how to tile the bathroom floor to how to build an outdoor fire pit. So to be more useful in these like I want to do moments, Home Depot built a content marketing strategy centered around how-to videos on YouTube, right? And I was intimately involved in that. Today, Home Depot has hundreds of videos, with the top 10 videos each reaching 1 million views or more. The full Home Depot how-to collection has received more than 48 million views. I'm a big part of that. How did Home Depot find out about Wirebuzz? How did they find out about me? How did I get into their sphere of influence? How did I discover their intent? Well, years ago, I was speaking at SMX East in New York City. And often when I'm not able to answer questions at the end of the keynote because time won't permit, I will do the unthinkable. I'll post my cell phone on the screen and ask people in the audience to tell me if they have any questions or they'd like to have a private discussion about their video marketing strategy, to just text me. I'm a normal person. I'm reachable. You know, those of you that hit me up all the time, you know that I'm very approachable. I'm like, God, I got the cool, I'll get back to this in a moment. ADD just kicked in. I get the coolest emails from you guys. And before going back to SMX and how Home Depot met me, and before I got off the podium at SMX East in New York, Home Depot's SEO team hit me up on my phone. They invited me to grab a beer and help them through a problem. And over the next 2 hours, I solved their problem and then told them how much it would cost for me to actually go out and execute that solution for them. And then I never heard back from them. I really didn't. Until a year later, I was speaking in Silicon Valley in front of 2,000 people. And when I got off the main stage, I received a text that said, beers in 3 minutes. And I was like, yeah, I don't have anything better to do than beers with the Home Depot guys. Cool. And I met up with them again, booked up follow-up meetings, and help them restructure. And then I went par hopping with them in around San Jose. And then around 1:30, I sketch bounced on them. Do you know what? do you know what a sketch bounce is? It's when you all of a sudden leave the party in a really sketchy way without saying goodbye. You just get up and leave. And that's how Marcus Krieg and I got started working with the Home Depot guys. It's a sketch bounce because, well, you don't want anybody to talk you into staying. You made your decision, final answer, and you sketch bounced out. Google goes on to saying, here's how getting started with moments of intent happens. Now, knowing your customer's intent means you can meet them in the moments that matter and deliver helpful content. You see, here's how you can start putting intent at the very center of your video marketing strategy. When your potential customers turn to Google and YouTube in their moments of need, make sure you're there each and every time. Use Google Trends, one of my favorite tools, to explore search trends and queries in categories to understand what consumers are looking for. If you're helping a client, then use tools like Google Trends to understand the searches that your target customer's using, right? And make sure you are there in front of them in those moments and be useful in these moments of intent. So let's talk about being useful. Once you've ensured that you're there to meet your customer, you need to be useful in that exact moment. Helpful, like I've been teaching you since day one, episode one, helpful's the new viral. Just be helpful. Center yourself on being that trusted authority that's there to guide them, right? Otherwise, if you're not helpful, they'll simply move on to another brand. And Google's research shows 51% of smartphone users have purchased from a company or a brand other than the one they intend to purchase from because the information provided was useful. Think about unique, tangible ways your brand can help solve a problem or make life easier in real time during a micro moment where somebody's displaying intent. Now, here are some examples to get you thinking. Provide local inventory information so they can see what stock is nearby. Develop how-to videos which is super helpful. I know from as we're talking about Home Depot, that the Home Depot strategy that I advised them on was taking those really smart DIY Home Depot employees. And by the way, for those that may not know, DIY stands for do it yourself. Very good. I heard you got that. Good job. Big points for you. I give 5 points for that one. And you want to create these, if you know that your target customer is interested in doing it on their own, create those how-to videos. Offer the ability for customers to seamlessly check out with an instant buy button, right? So it's an immediate reaction to when you've helped them. When I got involved with Home Depot, all of their videos were like on one channel. It was a disaster. If you needed to look, if you were looking for plumbing videos on how to fix a leak in your kitchen sink, you'd have to sift through videos about electrical. They didn't, those were different departments, right? Like when you go into Home Depot and you walk down an aisle, you walk down a department. And there's no reason for me to sift through electrical when I'm trying to fix a leak on a pipe, right? So what we did, first thing Marcus and I did, is we uncluttered and unconfused their YouTube universe and made it think, act, and operate much like a Home Depot store. We pulled those thought leaders that are in there with their orange aprons and all the pins on there and grabbed the ones that were telling the right stories and helped them get centered around taking those stories and making them front and center so it could be intent-driven. Special thank you to Lisa Gelber. She is the VP of Marketing for the Americas at Google, and she helped organize this information. So when I tell you that campaigns that use Google's intent signals for targeting on mobile have 50% higher brand awareness lift than those using demographic targeting alone, you need to be thinking about using videos to lift your customer's experience in intent scenarios, all right? I hope that helps. Relevancy wins the battle of attention. The more your ads and your content are relevant to the end user, you move beyond demographic targeting and you focus on that consumer intent. And when you do that, campaigns that use intent signals for targeting on mobile have 50% higher brand awareness and lift than those that are using demographics alone. I hope that information helps you become a better marketer. I hope it helps you become somebody that can take this attention that you're getting, transfer that attention into action. And when you're doing that, when you're targeting people, I want you to think beyond just demographics. I want you to think about what is your end customer, your target customer's intent? How can you get in the middle of that and pull them through a buyer's journey so they take action and make a purchase? It's just that easy, all right? This is a very big world and a very big topic. I could probably spend 7 episodes just on this. But if you can digest that information when you are advising on your campaigns, when you're sitting in the conference room with your team, you could be saying to yourself, wait a second, everybody's focused on who's the right demographics. But what if we did it even more strategic and started focusing on the intent of that target customer, and we interrupt their shopping or their searching, and we start to bring them through the path based on what their intentions are? You'll just get much better results. And if you want to understand how to guarantee your videos generate ROI, a return on investment, which is what this is all about, I created a 5-part web-based mini course. And you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/ROI. Strongly encourage you start with that. Look at it, ingest the information, and you will discover that you become a video marketing master among your team. Wirebuzz.com/ROI. And if this podcast was valuable to you, please share it with somebody else that you know, like, and trust. If you're rooting for somebody and this podcast would be valuable to them, please send it, share it, spread the word. I love all of you that are doing that. and that when you tag me and you share the information, it not only lifts up my day, but you're also inspiring other people to become better marketers that can fulfill their dream of turning a getting a return on their investment and making their business work. You know, I look at it like this. Your product, your service, your business, it deserves the opportunity to change people's lives. And there are people out there right now who desperately need what you have to offer, but candidly, they don't even know that you exist because you haven't been able to stand out from the noise, to command attention in the ADD world that we all live in now, and then transfer that attention into the only thing that matters for businesses, which is revenue, right? And so in each and every episode of Video Marketing Mastery, I'm going to show you just that. Command attention, transfer that attention into action, and generate revenue. iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play is where you can get access to this podcast episode. Each and every episode, if you hit the subscribe button, will be sent directly to your mobile device so I can be in your ear when you're out and about, you're at the gym, you're on your run, you're on an airplane, and I will continue to do my job to bring you the latest information in video marketing to show you how you can improve business metrics by using the power of video to solve business problems. And what will happen as you continue to listen is you will become a video marketing master. Peace.